The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a Friday edition, airing up the grievances right here, 844-967-2789. And whenever I let the other CJ on, lots of people have grievances. The namesake of the Solidarity Realty Studios, my pal Darcy, sent a little message. She thinks CJ is paid per talking point he gets out of his mouth and on the air. My question is, he's being paid by Putin or the Republican Party? You know, that'd be the follow-up question. Darcy, thanks for contributing. You can always text at the show at 844-967-2789. I prefer when you call, though. Like Jeannie from Eau Claire. Jeannie, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon. I got the answer to the second question.
What's the answer?
They're the same. Putin and the Republicans are the same. I hope people are watching and paying close attention to the, you know, on-the-ground reporters who are actually in Ukraine and following, you know, the lies Putin put out there first, and then framing the Ukrainians as the bad guys and they're the peacekeepers. Does that ring a bell of anything that's going on in our state and in our country? I'll tell you something. They follow the Putin policies and the way of running government. I just, when I watch this stuff, I just get the chills thinking of what happened, you know, with the group, you know, on January 6th, you know, and the lies, and then the Republicans calling it a peaceful protest. I mean, it's just sick. And I just, it's like, I hope people are paying close attention because it makes you know that you cannot vote for the new Republican Party because they're a bunch of fascists. I'm sorry to use that word, but they really are.
And, you know, Jeannie, it's not just Republicans that believe that Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if Trump had been the president. And I'm a little stunned. There is some new polling out. 62% of Americans believe that Putin would not have moved against Ukraine if Trump were still president. Now, probably for differing reasons, Republicans think he was so strong. And of course, we Democrats can see the writing on the wall. He was in collusion with Putin effectively in policy and ideology. Why would Putin need to invade a foreign country? Trump was undermining NATO for him in real time, Jeannie. But anyways, what's your thought, man?
He needed that land around him. He wants to control that area.
Do you know how big Russia is? I mean, Russia is 11 time zones. The United States is 4 time zones. Russia is like triple the size, landmass of the United States. He doesn't need the land. He doesn't need the land. And there are 40 million Ukrainians. Jeannie, I don't know if you have ever done the math like this. You've probably never tried to occupy a foreign country. But here's the deal. Even 200,000 troops, you've got Afghanistan on your hand. If you think you're going to occupy Ukraine, if you think you're going to change the will of the Ukrainian people, all Putin's going to do here is prop up another Russian-backed Ukrainian dictator. And then the people are going to rise up and have another independent state, Jeannie. I strongly believe that. This is going to be a terrible disaster, ultimately, for Putin. And all these Republicans that support this, or at least keep their mouth shut, or are just fine with Donald Trump saying how brilliant, how very smart and genius that Putin comes off here. And he doubled down. I mean, he's continuing to say these things. Trump is. I mean, the same Republican Party, they're still going to defer. Pretty soon the whole party is going to be telling us Putin's got it right. And what are we watching?
We're watching what's happening in our own country and in our own state, so we better be alert and fight back. It's an awful thing. It really is, Cootie. But thank you so much, and you have a great day and great show.
Jeannie,
bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Sneak a few more in here, and then Dominic joins at 5. Profane Ronnie, you can join right now. Welcome. What do you got for us, sister?
Hey, honeyone, just two things, neither of which are grievances. You were just saying to Jeannie that she probably hasn't ever thought about occupying another country, which made me chuckle.
Unless you played the game of Risk, but, you know, it's not quite the same.
Well, I am going to occupy another country next month. I'm going to occupy the beaches of Riviera Maya.
Nice.
So that will be my occupation. The other thing, I want to reassure everybody that...
You may need reinforcements down there. Ronnie, you let me know, okay?
Absolutely. I think you can broadcast remotely from down there.
I can broadcast from anywhere in the world. I just choose to do it here from the Devil's World headquarters. But we'll go on the road again soon. But I'm sorry, keep interrupting. What's your thought?
I don't want anybody to worry about the space station from crashing into the United States or literally anywhere, because as the Republicans keep telling us, we have Jewish space lasers that can blow that thing out of the sky. So no problem.
You know, I didn't see that one coming. Ronnie, you got me on that one, sister.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, a place for you to go when you're at the Waukesha Studios?
Yes, ma'am.
La Estacion on William Street. It's a Mexican restaurant, and Tony, the owner, is totally on our side.
I believe. And I don't want to overstep the management team at WAUK Radio in Waukesha, but I believe that little Mexican restaurant might be the first grant awardee of the Good Neighbor Grants. I think they'll be on the airwaves. We'll be hearing all about their
fantastic fine
fare, and I'll have to eat there soon because I love me some Mexican. Especially on Taco Tuesdays, Profane Ronnie.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, sister. Be well. Enjoy the beach, but not quite yet. Keep listening. 844-967-2789. Next up, Terry from the Northwoods. Terry, welcome. What do you got for us?
Get the bail money ready. Rojo is making an appearance in my town tomorrow.
Oh, what town is that?
Rice Lake.
Oh, okay.
2 o'clock to 2:30. So that's what I say. I'm going to show up, Trudy, just to see how he spins this stuff. Well, what he's going to say.
Biden's weak.
But I got
Biden's weak. It never would have happened under Trump. Biden's weak. It's all Biden's fault.
Okay, that's what he's going to say. Yeah. Okay. So I got to stay cool. Like I say, keep the bail money handy.
Well, Terry, hopefully you'll benefit from a low cash bail, man. 10% down will usually get you out.
Yeah, well, I'll report to you on Monday what he said, okay?
Well, if you get one call from jail, don't call us collect, okay, Terry?
All right, Cootie. You guys keep up the good work.
All right, man, go give Rojo some hell in Rice Lake this weekend. I appreciate the call. Terry from the Northwoods, we'll take your call. The 5 o'clock happy hour. Man, we'll take grievances all the way from here till 6. My understanding, President Joe Biden coming to the great state of Wisconsin next week. Here's my grievance. Too far away. It's a quicker trip to Minneapolis. It's 3.5 hours door to door. Here, I could be at KTNF. I could be at AM 950 broadcasting there. But no, Joe Biden's going to Superior. I had to do the directions immediately. 5.5 hours. I've got to admit, I will not be covering President Joe Biden, you know, except through the fine reporting of others. We often do that here. Come back. The happy hour's next.